This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, my glorious, beautiful peoples of the world. Welcome, welcome, hara mai to Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between. Ko Marlena Curtis aho, your spice queen, foodie genius, and if you're under 35, Mama Marlena. A lot of people will know me in town. I've been around for quite a while. I've been known as the dance lady when I ran the Marlena Curtis Stage School. I've been known as the Bartercard lady when I worked for Bartercard and won many awards there. And now I'm known as the Spice Queen. Yes, your very own Spice Queen right here, Taranaki, New Plymouth, Aotearoa. Okay, this is the real story coming out from the horse's mouth, as we would say in Great Britain. Before MK Spice, before awards, there was my TV show, Marlena's Kitchen, Food in a Flash. How did I get a TV show about cooking on air on Prime without doing any competitions? Well, how that happened was that I'm quite forceful, so I went up and saw a production company to see if they were interested in shooting my idea about this new style of cooking, a new way, no apron. And they said, yes, but now you need to try and get it on air. So I messaged, back in the day you could get hold of all the heads of people, so he doesn't work there anymore, the head of Prime. He was a gorgeous man, and he said to me yes, and I said to him, well, are you sure? And he said yes. I said, because I will stalk you now until my show is on air. And that's what I did, basically, and it was on air and it was a success. Now, Marlena's Kitchen, Food in a Flash, was fast, fun, flavour-packed cooking until one day I ran out of spices. Mid-filming, can you imagine that? Those of you that have worked on set will understand that when you run out of a spice, when you run out of anything on television, you have to recreate it. I hadn't done television in a while, so I had forgotten how many takes there can be of just one scene, so many takes. And of course, we're using the spice live, and we ran out. And so my producer says, Marlena, you'll have to create something that looks like what you've been using. And I thought to myself, now what's that going to be? So I started blending, mixing. Now, I didn't really have to taste, because remember, when you're watching a show, you can't taste it at home. But being a perfectionist, I wanted the taste to be true to what I was trying to make. Trusting my instincts, that quick fix, my first spice came into existence. From there came Mild Madness. That was my first spice on the market, just one. And I remember going into New World, New Plymouth, a few years back, just before COVID, and the old owners. And I remember going in with just one spice, and I already manifested that it was going to be on shelf. I'd already gone in there, placed my spice on the little shelf. I went upstairs and I had the interview, and he said, the reason I'm taking you is because of the story. And if you look over there, look behind me, he goes, these are all the products from large companies that we're not taking today, but we're taking yours. So I knew then that Mild Madness, it used to be called Marlena's Premium Jerk Seasoning, but even I can't say that. Mild Madness was a winner, and I said to everybody, this is gold dust. Now it's gold bars. And before I knew it, I had made Hellishly Hot, because people kept asking me, oh, do you have another? Can you do another? Does it have any threat? And I was thinking, isn't this enough? Evidently not. Then Hellishly Hot came, and before I knew it, they had babies, and a brand was born and rebranded. MK Spice, they're rather nice, has been around now for at least 3 years. And I say that it's slightly earlier, but COVID came, and quite frankly, everybody didn't know which way was up. As an artisan brand, I was blessed to be able to make it through COVID, mainly because of Bartercard New Zealand and the wonderful team in New Plymouth, Kimberly at Bartercard and her team, Martina and the other lovely lady that's there. They kept pushing my brand, even though it was COVID times. And the best thing with Bartercard is that they trust your product. People understand that you've been vetted, so you're not a con. That's the biggest thing. Now, I jump back a bit because here's the kicker. I was giving so much away. This is back in the early days with Just Mild. Sample jars, so much, because I loved, I had such a passion. And my son, Jad, says to me, "Mum, why are you giving to the few when you can sell to the many?" That was a great question. And I was like, wasn't overjoyed. And I said, "Don't you think I have enough on my plate? There's so much going on. I don't think I can fit any more in." However, the rest is history. How did I get to where I am right now as a solopreneur? And that is solo. Heaps of markets. I can remember doing markets. And what was wonderful were my close friends surrounded me. So I had Sunita Torrance. She was there. Everybody worked tirelessly. They didn't want to take any money because they knew I was just starting out. Matarahara Skipper, the head of department, English department over in Waitara High. I had my husband, I call him the muscles. He used to bring everything in, set up the tent, put everything out. I did so many events. I did the Women's New Plymouth event. I did the one in Wellington event. I did the Auckland events. I did so many events, building from the ground up. Now, here's the thing. People say, "Oh, that must have been hard work." Not really, because when it's your passion, when it's your true passion, nothing seems so hard that you cannot continue with it. I've explained getting into foodstuffs. That was an art in itself, as I explained, and it was a long process, and it still is to this day. For artisan, true artisan local people, I remember Pix Butter was kind enough to come down and speak at one of the Venture Taranaki evenings, and somebody shouted out, "Oh, how'd you get into foodstuffs?" And his quick response was, "Don't bother." I didn't mean it in a negative way. And I sat there nodding my head. It is very, very difficult because what you have to understand, you need money, a lot of money, to get in. And then you may not be put into every single store. And I would have advise you, new artisan people, to start off very slow. And make sure the market is working for you, because I'm sure you've done your due diligence like I did. People said to me, "Why are you going into spices? There's so many spices out there." I said, "Yes, but they're not all good, are they? They're not good, actually, especially the ones that are quite bad. You've got some bad ones out there. And I'm not going to name names. There's no point. You know who they are." Getting into food stuff, local artisan shop. So a big thank you to TLC Meats. He was one of the first places that I went into. He's true local meat store. Meat is cut above the rest. Kiwi Butchers, thank you, my darling. I'll love you forever. She's the one that got me onto changing the logo. She goes, "It's too busy," and telling people what it is. She said, because when she took it home to try it, she couldn't believe the flavor profiles. If you just have coriander on there, she goes, "You can go and buy coriander for $2.99, but your coriander is a rub. It does all these exciting things." So that's when I found my brand manager from Brand Depot, Catherine, and we got to work. And my own daughter, Sigourney Jade Chapman, actually designed the logo. Online websites, they either work or they don't work. To get them to work, there's a lot of work that goes into that. You have to really have something pushing your sales online. So I decided very early on, because I used to work for Bartercard, I know how amazing they are, I decided to have a third party Bartercard. That part of my business is booming. The cash part, what you do is you need to find another cash, they used to call it cash cow, on that side, which is fantastic because the sales are coming in there as well. So the online is working. So a massive thank you to the people who were working tirelessly. Olena Williams Media. I'm giving a shout out to Catherine, the brand Defo, Olena Williams Media, Olena Williams from Olena Williams Media. Because without these people, what you have to understand, especially for Olena, is that she doesn't just take you through Facebook and do your posting. It's like she does everything for you. So when people say, oh, you can put your work offshore, I don't put it offshore because Olena's right here. And she does such fantastic work. I can't say enough. And the thing is, she will promote you outside of, I've got cash customers coming in because of Olena, because Olena will shout from the rooftops in places that I don't even think of. So a massive thank you there. I always think it's very important to give gratitude and to say thank you to people that have helped your business grow. I have been nurtured, inspired, and encouraged by the Brand Depot and Olena Williams, and I will be forever grateful for that. Today, I stand proud behind an Aotearoa award-winning spice brand, MK Spice. There are the...
Nice!
No investors, just passion, belief, and consistency. Now, people will say, well, is that enough to grow bigger, to do a quantum leap, which I'm just about to do? You have to make some hard decisions. What I love by doing events where you meet people who are at the next level, you think about Pix Butter. This is where he started. And now he has his own factory. He is employing people. Kept his line of Pix Butter on shore. And now they're growing peanuts. And they're looking into the oil. So this is what I'm talking about. Once you get someone who rises up and says, you know what? I don't need to take it there. I want you to come here. I was in Australia and I saw Pix Butter on the shelf. Do you know how proud I was? Well, I was dancing up and down the aisle. They didn't know what I was dancing about. But it just makes you proud that you can grow a brand in Aotearoa. You can grow it so much that you can produce jobs. That's the biggest thing. Produce jobs for our wonderful people here. And as a brand, I am trying, no, not trying, it's a silly word. I am keeping my brand onshore. I am keeping my brand in Taranaki. I will do everything here because I can see it definitely can be done. Now, MK Spice, as you've heard some of the journey, has it been easy? I think so, yeah. I was very fortunate as well. So I'm going to tell you, I also had a wonderful, wonderful mentor, and she sold her business. So again, they started out small. I remember doing multi-ethnic, and I remember them having a stand. And they grew from the stand. They made jobs. They created a wonderful environment of honey, one of the first out there. There was a few out there that did honey. They have a store in town, and I would heavily suggest please go and support local, because they have kept their factory right here in Taranaki. Ingrid, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, the mentorship is fantastic. It is out there for everybody. You do pay. You pay for 1 year. You get, I was very, very lucky to land Ingrid. That's all I've got to say. Very, very lucky, because she went past the 1 year. She went 3 years. I didn't have to pay because she knew that MK Spice was going to be something. And so, again, I thank her from the bottom of my heart. It's very important with your journey as a solopreneur, when you're building a brand, any brand, if you're building a brand and it's marketing, if you're building a brand and you're singing, if you're building a brand and you're writing, if you're every step of the way, you do need encouragement. You do need inspirational people. You do need people that can say to you, well, that's a pitfall. No, don't go with that. company because not quite right. This is what we need. What we need in Taranaki, New Plymouth, what we need are people behind us, people with us that are there to help your business grow. Back in the day, we used to have heaps of awesome platforms that you could go to, and they were free to businesses. Obviously, times have changed. Nobody can do anything for free, but it looks a bit much now. And we are working in different times. There wasn't so much AI then, but AI can help you. It's a form where if you don't have the funds to build a website, you can use AI. If you don't have the funds to do this, you can use AI. I have OI, which is Olena Intelligence, and MI, Marlena Intelligence. And then I have GI, my husband, Greg Intelligence. So you've got all these different forms of people who are encouraging and inspiring. MK Spice was born out of necessity. And I say to everybody, it's such a one-liner, and it was grown out of love. Sid Sauce, thank you so much, Sid. I'm going to shout out Sid Sauce because he has trained me in a way that nobody else could. He has shown me the ropes and also encouraged me, Sally, his wife, thank you, Sally, encouraged me to do the oils, which I didn't want to do. I'll be very honest. What happened was that one Christmas, she gave me back my own spice in an oil. It was the coriander that's now award-winning. And I used it and it blew my mind. And I went, she's so clever because she knew I wasn't going to do it, right? And so she just gave it to me done. Yeah, she gave it to me done. And now I have so many jerk oils and so many spices because I'm a creator and I don't like having to get 10 different types of spices. I want to just use 3 and they do the job. So all my spices are blended by hand. They're all blended lovingly. You can hear the passion, but the taste. Here's one thing. I had a young man come up to me and he said, oh, you know, I bought one of your jerk oils. And he said, it was amazing. He said, you said it was going to be amazing. But when I got it home, he goes, oh my goodness. I said, go on my website, go on my Facebook. You see, here's the thing, people. We need your help to stay where we're at and to continue to grow. Those of you that follow Marlena's Kitchen, introducing MK Spice on Facebook, will understand that we are givers. Those of you who are really listening today, I'm going to shout you and one other person to a wonderful, wonderful meal to the value of $100 plus a $100 petrol voucher. Now, I've thrown this out before, and funnily enough, no one's picked up on it because people sometimes think there's a catch. There is no catch. The only catch is you need to be in New Plymouth just for this one because the restaurant is right here. But the petrol vouchers, anyone can have. $100 worth of petrol vouchers. How about that? To say thank you. Because a lot of people back in the day that bought my spice were on budgets. And they're still on budgets. But they say, you know what? We're going to invest in our people. Our local people. I go to the Sunday market. I only buy my bread from the wonderful bread guy there. Now, everybody knows who he is. The queue is around the corner. I've had him on the show. He's going to come back on, and we're going to be doing a collaboration, which I can't wait to do. I'm also doing a collaboration with Blue Petal Farm, Martina, with her chilies, and it's called Flame Thrower, which was actually named by Andrea, who's also a solopreneur who does filming. The wonderful thing about collaboration is that you come together. No money exchanges hands, just minds. Inspiration, education, and that's how we roll. That's how you get to the next level, people. You have people around you. Jessica Charlotte, thank you. Sunita, thank you. Matta, thank you. Olena, thank you. Leslie Skipper, thank you. All these people were around me to build up my business. Sue Piper, thank you. Greg Chapman, thank you. Jazz, Sigourney, Shakura. All of those people I'd like to thank. Because that's what you do. You can find us at mkspice.nz, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, MK Spice, Marlena's Kitchen. Now, I do have a quick event to promote. which for once I'm going to get it out on air before it actually happens. And it's the live event, the Taranaki Food Festival. Yay! Big up to them. The Taranaki Food Festival and MK Spice of Other Nights are going to be at Crowded House Bar and Eatery, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the May the 9th. That's Saturday, the May the 9th. That's the day before Mother's Day, so you can't forget. And you can go and get tickets from Eventbrite, the $37. For that, you will get a breakfast and a coffee, plus so many spot prizes. I have $300 worth of petrol vouchers to give away. I have $300 worth of barter card dollars to give away. I have pamper packs. I have stuff for children. It's going to be fun. How are you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How are you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How are you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. That's what's going to be the whole feel. We've got DJs. I've got interviews. It's going to be something that you haven't seen in a long while. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on down. I believe my time is up. Yes, it is. Yay! Everybody says she talks too much. So, from the Favour Flavour and your Spice Queen, live, almost, being recorded, of course, Bingo Bango, be in to win for the competition. Don't run out of spices. MK Spice is there for you. Built on running out of spice into a brand. I'm Marlena Curtis. I'm the Spice Queen and I'm a foodie genius. Bingo Bango, Matawa. See you next time. Kakitiano.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.